Introductions on Classical WFMT is sponsored by John Norwood Lee Bowes, with more than 40 years' experience in string instrument bows. Go to johnnorwoodlee.com. And by AARP Experience Corps, seeking volunteers to help children learn to read. If that sounds like you, go to aarpfoundation.org/ecchicago.
Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestras has been around for 75 years as of the year 2022 CE. This radio program has been around for 14 of those years, and since we feature the Chicago area's finest pre-college musicians, CYSO has been a very important partner the whole time. Hello, my name's Robbie Ellis. I run this show called Introductions here on Classical WFMT. We're at the Rhapsody Theatre in Rogers Park celebrating CYSO today, but not with a full orchestra. We're going to hear a wind quintet. Every year, five principal players from CYSO's flagship symphony orchestra, a flute, an oboe, a clarinet, a horn, and a bassoon, are put together into an ensemble coached by Dr. Don DeRoche, CYSO's director of chamber music and the former conductor of the DePaul University Wind Ensemble. Because it's a new lineup of players every year, they choose a new name each time, and this year, on the occasion of Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra's 75th anniversary, we hear from the Jubilee Woodwind Quintet. This program will feature quintet music composed by Carl Nielsen, Paul Hindemith, and Taki Salame. Taki is 18, a senior at the Interlochen Arts Academy and the bassoonist in this group. We'll hear from him later. In fact, I'll interview all five members of the group, which also includes Anika Vader on flute, Zachary Allen on oboe, Henry Lazaro clarinet, and Danica Tui on horn. They'll begin today with the opening movement of the Wind Quintet by French composer Paul Tafanel. The Jubilee Woodwind Quintet on Introductions. The The first movement of the Wind Quintet by French composer Paul Tafanel, a work from 1876. The performers were the Jubilee Woodwind Quintet. All five members are aged 16 to 18, and all five of them are in Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestras. It's CYSO's 75th Jubilee year, by the way, hence the name. And I'd like to invite one-fifth of the quintet to the microphone now, horn player Danica Tui. Danica, welcome to Introductions.
Hi, thank you for having us.
So I've asked you to the microphone first because this isn't your first year in the senior woodwind quintet of CYSO. I know that 2 years ago you were on the show with the Lakeshore Winds. Do you want to talk a bit about your experience with these groups and how they're put together?
Yeah, so I love playing in quintets. It's a more intimate sort of playing atmosphere. And I think it's really cool to play with members of like ensembles in a more together setting where we just get to interact more freely. And it's really fun.
So your group is coached by Dr. Donald DeRoche, who's the head of chamber music at CYSO. And how do you decide on your year's repertoire? Is it a democratic process or does it all come top down from Don?
Sometimes he usually gives us a bit of literature that we get to choose from, but even sometimes we'll suggest pieces that we want to play, and it's pretty democratic. We all have a say in what we play each year, and yeah.
And in rehearsals, how much do you get guidance from your coach, and how much are you working things out amongst yourselves?
So each week we have 2 hours to rehearse. 1 hour is with Dr. DeRoche, and he coaches us and we go back and forth. And then another hour is spent where we're all student-led and all leading each other off of our input.
Seems very sensible. You get to develop skills both ways. And you're going to be on Introductions later this summer. I'm recording you in a couple of weeks as a soloist. What are you going to be playing then?
I'm going to be playing the first movement of Strauss's Horn Concerto No. 2.
Fantastic. Well, that's going to go to air sometime in July. Thank you so much, Danica Tui.
Thank you.
Age 17, the quintet's horn player, and I now invite to the microphone 17-year-old Anika Vader. Repeat visitor to Introductions, did a solo recital with us in 2020. Good to see you again.
Nice to see you too.
All right. And back in 2020, you opened that solo flute recital with part of the concerto by Carl Nielsen, and that is the composer of this next wind quintet we're about to hear. What can you say about this piece?
So I find that playing the Nielsen wind quintet evokes a lot of different characters, much like the flute concerto. And especially the second movement of the quintet that we're about to hear is very pastoral and features the clarinet. But then the first movement, I know there's some sections where our coach describes it as chickens pecking. There's a lot of little bird calls here and there, and we've all found it really fun to play.
So before we hear those chickens, I'm going to ask you, you're a senior, and I was going to ask you, what are your college plans? But your sweatshirt gives that away, I think. Can you describe your sweatshirt for the radio audience?
I'll be attending Rice University to study flute performance next year.
Congratulations, great school. And let's hear you in the full ensemble once more. The first two movements of Carl Nielsen's Wind Quintet, Opus 43. The perky first movement, a calming minuet. This is the Jubilee Woodwind Quintet on Introductions.
Thank you. Thank you.
The five players you just heard are all senior members of Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestras, and they make up the Jubilee Woodwind Quintet. They just played the first two movements of the 1922 Wind Quintet by Carl Nielsen. You're listening to Classical WFMT, and we're recording today's episode of Introductions at the Rhapsody Theatre in Rogers Park. So far, we've heard music from the 1870s and the 1920s, and next up is music from the 2020s. In fact, from just a few months ago, the composer is in the room right now, 18-year-old Taki Salame, who is both the bassoonist in the ensemble and the composer of this next piece. Taki, welcome back to Introductions.
Thank you.
I say welcome back. I interviewed you in connection with CYSO performing Tchaikovsky's Fourth Symphony. But yes, Taki, please tell me all about yourself. What was your entry point to music?
So my entry point into music, it was a little interesting because I actually started on percussion because my sister and brother played it and my parents were like, okay, you might as well play it as well. And then in fourth grade, I really wanted to play flute, but my mom, we had a saxophone, so I figured, okay, why not try that? And then I ended up loving saxophone. So that's how I entered music, and then bassoon came in later on, and then so did composing.
From there, you play sax, you play bassoon. What prompted composing? What made you get into that?
So yeah, originally I arranged stuff a lot. It was just fun for me. And then eventually I figured, well, I might as well try writing music. So yeah, I started composing second semester of sophomore year. I took their Interlochen Arts Academy's non-major class. And then from there, I loved it. So I started taking lessons and I've been composing ever since.
So some people have this image of composers as these like monk-like figures cloistered away, you know, I scribble this paper, I send it off and I will never be heard from again. But in reality, being a composer is quite a collaborative process. So can you tell me some things that you've learned about collaborating with performers?
Yeah, absolutely. So when collaborating with players, it's important that you know exactly what you're talking about and what your goal is with the piece, because otherwise, if you don't know what you want from the piece, how can the players know? And then how can the audience get something out of the piece? So I learned how to be more direct in the way I talk, and I learned to be like very prepared in advance and knowing my piece very well. So I would say those are a few of the things I learned.
Tell me about this Wind Quintet. Is it your first time writing for this ensemble in particular?
Yeah, actually, it is my first Wind Quintet. It's an interesting ensemble to write for, especially because they're all different timbres as opposed to like string quartet or saxophone quartet where they're similar timbres. It's like you're writing for a miniature orchestra almost. And yeah, it was a really interesting process for me.
And describe the Wind Quintet. I notice there's a lot of lyrical writing for both oboe and cor anglais. We got Zach swapping instruments.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm a huge fan of auxiliary instruments. Originally, I wanted a lot of auxiliary instruments. I wanted bass clarinet, alto flute, but I settled. The piece is generally, it's meant to be more of like a journey type piece. It's absolute music. It's not, there's not a program behind it, but it starts out with this mysterious section and goes on to a more flowing section. And then it goes back to this very beautiful lyrical section and finishes off with this intense ending. And as you'll hear, the last note does not resolve. So it's a very intense ending.
Taki Salame, thank you so much. And just like Anika before you, you are rocking the sweatshirt of where you're about to go to college. Please describe that for the radio audience.
I will be attending the Cleveland Institute of Music, double majoring in music composition and bassoon performance.
Fantastic. Well, Taki, I'll let you take your seat again in the bassoon chair. 1/5 of the Jubilee Woodwind Quintet, an ensemble in Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestras, and they are about to play his own Wind Quintet with the assistance of their coach, Dr. Don DeRoche, as conductor / time beater. This is Introductions.
Thank you.
The world premiere radio broadcast of the Wind Quintet by 18-year-old composer Taki Salame. You just heard the CYSO Jubilee Woodwind Quintet. Taki is the bassoonist in that ensemble, and they had some assistance from their coach Don DeRoche as conductor. And there'll be more music by Taki Salame later in this episode of Introductions, solo pieces for flute and clarinet. I've got the Jubilee Woodwind Quintet on Introductions today, and I'm interviewing all five members of the quintet one by one, now welcoming oboist Zachary Allen to the microphone. For the record, are you Zachary? Are you Zach? Are you interchangeable?
Zach.
You're Zach, you prefer?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to adjust the website then. Glad I checked that. So oboe isn't usually anybody's first instrument, but I think you took a bit of a winding path to settle on that instrument.
Yes, I actually started on viola in fourth grade, and then after 2 weeks of that, I switched to cello. And so I played cello from fourth grade until seventh grade, where I went to Interlochen Arts Camp. And while I was there, I heard someone playing the oboe solo from Scheherazade. And when I came back, I begged my mom to let me switch instruments.
That's a compelling piece. You're part of Chicago Musical Pathways Initiative, as is your quintet mate, Anika Veda. And April last year, you had a pretty extraordinary masterclass opportunity. Tell me about that.
One of the great things about CMPI is that they provide their fellows with some really great performance and learning opportunities. And I had just performed the third movement of the Mozart Oboe Quartet at a recital. And after that, I was invited to play in a chamber music masterclass for Maestro Ricardo Moody, playing alongside CMPI mentors who are alums from the Civic Orchestra.
So Riccardo Muti was dialing in. This is mid-pandemic. He was dialing in from his home in Italy. And then about a year later, you got to meet him in person, work with him for real.
Yes, working with Maestro Muti in person was definitely an incredibly life-changing experience, and playing alongside members of the Civic Orchestra and Chicago Symphony in that orchestra definitely elevated my playing to a much higher level.
I just love that in the masterclass, I watched the video, watched the live stream. Riccardo Muti said, look, when I'm back in town, say hi. And then there was this picture on Instagram with you shaking Maestro Muti's hand. It was it's a lovely moment to see. So thank you very much, Zach Allen, oboist in the Jubilee Woodwind Quintet, member of Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestras. And there's one more player to welcome to the microphone now, Henry Lazzaro, clarinetist. How long have you been playing with CYSO?
This is my first year in the Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra.
Oh, wow, cool. And you're a member of the Symphony Orchestra, yeah?
Yes.
The flagship group and this quintet. The last piece that the quintet's going to play today, what is it?
It's Paul Hindemith's Wind Quintet. It's called Klein Kammer Music. And I really just love this piece. It's so full of energy. You'll hear right out the gates, there's these very pecky notes that bring a sense of urgency. And you'll hear each member of the quintet has their own short little solo section to really show what they can do as an individual player. And then we go into the fifth movement, and you'll hear how all five instruments work together to create this really big, angry sound. And you'll hear at the end, it sort of leaves off as an almost like a pointing a finger in your chest, like yelling at somebody. We try to end it as loud as possible.
And the little solo that you have in the first movement we're going to hear, what's that like?
It's after a really soft, like pecky interjection by all the other instruments, I come in and I just sort of meander up and down the range of the clarinet. And I start kind of soft and then I get louder. And then at the end, everyone else joins me in another interjection.
Well, thank you so much. Henry Lazzaro, high school junior, a member of both Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra's flagship group and the Jubilee Woodwind Quintet that you're about to hear in the fourth and fifth movements of Paul Hindemith's Kleine Kammermusik, Little Chamber Music, performing on Introductions. The final two movements from Kleine Kammermusik, or Little Chamber Music, composed by one of the most distinctive composers of the 20th century, Paul Hindemith. The two movements were called Schnelle Viertel, quick quarter notes, and Sehr lebhaft, very lively. And the group performing it was the Jubilee Woodwind Quintet, made up of principal players from Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestras. You had Anika Vader on flute, Zach Allen on oboe, both of them 17 years old, 16-year-old Henry Lazaro on clarinet, 17-year-old Danica Tui on horn, and Taki Salame, 18 years old, was featured both as a bassoonist and a composer today. They're coached by CYSO's head of chamber music, Dr. Donald DeRoche. Thank you to the Rhapsody Theatre in Rogers Park for hosting this introduction session today. The recording engineer was Eric Arunas. You can listen back to today's episode in full on the web. Just go to wfmt.com/introductions to find out more about today's performers and click that bright blue listen button. You can also subscribe to Introductions as a podcast. Just search for WFMT Introductions in your podcast app of choice. I'm Robbie Ellis, producer and host of Introductions, and very shortly I'll present more music by Taki Salame, a couple of his solo pieces for wind instruments. That's coming up in just a tick here on Classical WFMT.
Introductions is sponsored by John Norwood Lee Bowes and AARP Experience Corps. Introductions is also made possible through the generous support of the Nagani Foundation, the Kiphart Family Foundation, the Steve and Dolores Sarovich Foundation, and the listener supporters of Classical WFMT. This episode of Introductions was recorded at the Rhapsody Theater in Rogers Park, Chicago's newest home for magic, chamber music, cabaret, and more, located at 1328 West Morris Avenue and rhapsodytheater.com.
Earlier on Introductions, we heard the brand new wind quintet of local composer, 18-year-old Taki Salame. Taki was one of the instrumentalists in that performance. To round out this episode of Introductions, I've got some more of his writing for winds, but this time, solo instruments. In a few minutes, we'll hear from Harrison Kim. Taki Salame collaborated with this young clarinetist from the San Francisco Bay Area on a piece called Scattered Dawn. But first, we hear once more from one of Taki's colleagues in his Jubilee Woodwind Quintet.
So my name is Anika Veda. I play the flute and I'm 17 years old. And today I will be playing Winter Grass by my good friend Taki Salame. And I find that the story behind this piece is pretty interesting because I first met Taki over Zoom during an online Curtis Summerfest in summer 2020. And they had a program where they would match up a composer with an instrumentalist randomly, and the composer would write a piece for that instrumentalist. And Taki and I got matched together. We didn't know each other at all. And at this time, Taki was a student at Interlochen Arts Academy, so I thought he was like, okay, far away, I'm never going to meet this guy. And then as we talked over Zoom, we found out that we actually lived 30 minutes away from each other. And it was just a really nice experience getting to know him and working with him on this piece, because he would send me drafts, I would play through them, tell him what worked and what didn't work. And in the end, he came up with a great final product, which was really fun to play. And after all of that, I recorded the premiere of this piece in January 2020. And now I find myself playing with Taki every week. So a funny turn of events.
Thank you.
composed by Taki Salame. That was Winter Grass, a solo piece from 2020, recorded by 17-year-old Anika Vader for Introductions. Anika is heading to Rice University in the autumn to study performance flute, while Taki will double major in bassoon and composition at the Cleveland Institute of Music. One more piece by Taki Salame to finish the episode today. Introductions features talented pre-college musicians from the Chicago area, and this next performer satisfies all but one of those requirements.
So my name is Harrison Kim, and I'm currently a clarinetist based in San Jose, California. And I've played in a number of honor bands like the Santa Clara County Honor Band, California All-State Orchestra, and I'm also currently a member of the San Francisco Symphony Youth Orchestra. I met Taki Salame through the Young Arts International competition, and we both thought it would be kind of cool to make a collaboration-focused piece. So we began work on this new solo piece titled Scattered Dawn. And because Taki and I live so far away from each other, we actually had to go on Zoom calls and such to exchange ideas and give feedback to one another, all the while he was actually writing the piece. The piece overall is meant to evoke images of sunrise, and it's actually inspired by the sunrise scene from one of Ravel's major works, Daphnis et Chloe.
Thank you.
Scattered Dawn by the 18-year-old Chicago area composer Taki Salame. It was performed by Harrison Kim from San Jose, California. The two of them met through the National Arts Competition through Young Arts. Quite a lot of performers on this show are award winners through that organization. That brings today's episode of Introductions to a close. I'd like to thank Dr. Don DeRoche, head of Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra's Chamber Music Program, for his help with today's episode. The wind quintet and solo flute music was recorded by Eric Arunas at the Rhapsody Theatre in Rogers Park. Thank you to Rhapsody for hosting us. The solo clarinet piece was self-recorded by Harrison Kim. My name is Robbie Ellis, producer and presenter of Introductions. I'll be back next week with more great young local performers. Saturday mornings at 11 on Classical WFMT.
Introductions is sponsored by John Norwood Lee Bowes. On the web at johnnorwoodlee.com. And by AARP Experience Corps, aarpfoundation.org/ECChicago.